4. Plan to halve next phase of major roadworks. Extensive talks have been held to reduce the duration of the next phase of roadworks needed to help deliver the Horton Barton housing development in Newton Abbot. Drivers have endured months of frustrating and lengthy delays while construction work is underway. The Horton Barnet development is just one of a number of ongoing road schemes which are causing constant delays for motorists and affecting local businesses. But there could be help on the horizon, as initial estimates for a six-month road closure have been halved to 3 months. Now, in a statement issued by the Highways Authority, Devon County Council, it has been announced that developers Bloor Homes has been working closely with Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council to explore how to carry out essential work on Houghton Lane near Seal Hain with minimum disruption. As part of the scheme for more than 1,000 homes at Houghton Barton, the existing Houghton Lane needs to be widened at its southern end. This will include widening the road, as well as installing footways and utility service connections. Although further work will also be required at the junction with the A383 in future, all parties have agreed this must wait until after the main A382 improvement scheme has been completed. Following detailed discussions and community feedback, Bloor Homes has agreed with the local authorities that work will not start until Monday, June the 22nd, to avoid any clash with the school exam period. Bloor Homes say it is committed to accelerating delivery of the scheme. By widening the road first, it will be able to reopen the route as soon as possible. Additional work, such as the development of footways and installation of streetlights, will follow. Working during the better weather of the summer months also provides the best opportunity to make faster progress with construction. Although Houghton Lane will be closed from its junction with the A383 Ashburton Road to Farley Cottages, a temporary diversion will be in place for the duration of the scheme. The use of planned diversion routes ensures there is no impact on the A382 upgrade at Forshers Cross.
Plans have been submitted for a new shop on land at Pub. A new convenience store could be built on land at a popular Kingstainton pub, as a proposal to develop the site is submitted to planners. Submitted by Aspect Developments Limited, the application is seeking permission for the construction of a convenience store at land forming part of the 10 Tours Inn. The site is an area of car parking and one of the pub's beer gardens. According to the planning statement, the proposal has come about as a result of the applicant identifying an underprovision of retail provision of a local scale in the area. The statement says the settlement of Kingstainton has a core commercial area in its southern portion, which is then complemented by a number of local convenience stores outside it. However, there's currently no provision to serve the local population within the vicinity of the application site, a deficit this application seeks to address. In February, a spokesperson for the co-op told the Mid Devon Advertiser that subject to planning consent and approval, they would operate the store, adding that it would create local jobs. Meanwhile, St Austell Brewery, the freeholder, said its focus was on protecting the future of the pub and ensuring it continues to thrive at the heart of the community. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision by July the 13th.
New mayor appointed for Newton Abbot. The new mayor of Newton Abbot is Councillor Louise Cook. A retired GP surgery manager and practicing Christian, she was appointed at the annual council meeting held in Newton's Place. It is the second term of office for Councillor Cook, who last served in 2013-14. Addressing the meeting, she said, "It's a real privilege to be mayor of Newton Abbot, and also it's going to be a joy. I'm going to enjoy it." Her charities for the year are the Glendinning Academy and the Lighthouse Sensory Room at the Courtney Centre, where she hopes to enable the purchase of additional equipment. Councillor Cook's deputy is Councillor Amanda Innison. Outgoing Mayor Councillor Colin Parker thanked all those who had made his second term an enjoyable one, in particular his wife Jean, who had been at his side throughout despite chronic health challenges. Councillor Parker said it had been an honour to witness the spirit, resilience and pride that defines Newton Abbot, which he added was a strong and vibrant community. He cited the recent arrival of new businesses, the pending completion of the indoor market refurbishment and expansion of the Austin's department store, saying, "Things bode well for the future." Referring to his duties associated with the local government review, he said, "I have approached this obligation with care, diligence and a fair commitment to ensuring Newton Abbott's voice is heard clearly and constructively." Councillor Parker presented a cheque for £3,000 to his chosen charity, Teambridge Citizen Advice. The charity's chairman of Trustees Board, Andrew Wilson, accepted the donation gratefully, telling Councillor Parker, "You are a genuine man of the people."
Firefighters hone life-saving skills. Firefighters in Newton Abbott recently joined forces with their colleagues from nearby stations to conduct realistic life-saving training scenarios. Monday, May the 11th, saw the crew participate in two separate breathing apparatus training scenarios. The first, at the Royal Lyceum in Torquay, saw Newton Abbott Fire Station carry out a mock rescue operation of 10 persons unaccounted for inside the smoke-filled theatre. The crew were joined by firefighters from Torquay and Paignton. Meanwhile, the remainder of Newton Abbott's crew piled over to the town's racecourse, for a fire was reported underneath the stand. Three casualties were unaccounted for and were thus rescued. A spokesperson for the station said, "Without the willingness from businesses and members of the public, extensive training scenarios like these would be impossible. It is with their help and support that our crews can continue to develop their skills and perfect their techniques, all in the training venues that make it as realistic as possible. Therefore, we would like to extend a massive thank you to Unleashed Theatre Company and Newton Abbott Racecourse for hosting our crews and allowing us to train at your sites."
Promenade repairs in the final phase. Work has now started on the final phase of repairs to Tynmouth Promenade. The seafront walkway was badly damaged during a spate of storms earlier this year, which battered the coastline. This phase involves replacing damaged concrete slabs at the skate park and the horseshoe area adjacent to the ice cream hut. Initially, work will involve tidying the area around the skate park. During this time, a section of the promenade adjacent to the works will need to be closed and a small site compound will be set up near the lighthouse, outside the car parking area. Once works at the skate park are complete, similar temporary closures will be required around the horseshoe area near the ice cream hut. A Teambridge Council spokesman said, "We appreciate everyone's patience and cooperation while these essential repairs are carried out."
10 tours triumph for Teambridge Scouts. Hours of training paid off for Teambridge Scouts and Explorers who had 8 teams completing the 10 Tours Moorland Challenge. 2 teams from Bubby Tracy Scouts completed 45-mile routes. Ipplepen Scouts also had 2 teams, one hiking 35 miles and the other 45. The Dawlish Scouts walked 35 miles and Liverton and Riverteen Scouts both completed 45 miles. And the Teambridge Explorers conquered the longest 55-mile challenge. All teams finished in plenty of time and in good spirits. Teambridge Scouts 10 Tours training manager Dave Wainwright said, "10 Tours is a wonderful event, providing the young people with a unique and special opportunity. Our teams of dedicated leaders have spent many hours patiently preparing the scouts and explorers to take part. But in the end, it's the young people who put in all the practice, and they all performed fantastically.